Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The last time we checked in with you, you were tasked with cooking the feast for the family.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Ernie and Arnie and you. Will there be any ladies coming to the Thanksgiving feast?
Arnie's wife, Arnie's sister-in-law, their kids. Yeah, Ernie does not believe in the 10 max. This guy.
So you got a group. You got, did you buy a big bird? Did you buy a big turkey?
Yeah, I got it. Is 22 pounds? Is that big?
That's
I don't
big.
Know.
Hey, that's awesome. That's
it's
fantastic.
It's already in the oven. I don't know how long this takes.
Have they found anything else about this metal rectangle that's stuck in the ground like an alien put it there? What's going on with that?
Large metal monolith. This is what
it's a money
eye.
Metal monolith.
In the remote region of
Eric
Utah's
Pickle planted the monolith.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Thanksgiving Day.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It is the Wednesday before the Thanksgiving holiday, what is traditionally the heaviest. Is it anymore?
Well, you know, you would think that with this pandemic,
the pandemic by the numbers for us.
If you read, it's in all the papers. There's this disease around, but still, I wonder why the news cycle is celebrating the fact that airports are crowded. They are literally going from stories that say, you know, don't travel to. Business is up 290% since April at the airport, and they've got people out there, and they love it.
I do not believe that all media is fake, nor do I believe that media is all good. I believe that media is essentially, you have a tremendous amount of people that go into this racket because they aren't really working hard enough to be scientists and doctors, and they are lazy. And what lazy is airports at Thanksgiving. Nobody wants to be there. You know, they ought to do what my kids' school system did, shut down. I like coming in here because it's kind of our last time checking in with you guys. And I don't mind that at all. But I will tell you that, you know, I don't get that either. It just seems like there's a level of excitement and. Unfortunately, when they show the excitement about the travel being up, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Is it years of training?
This is the first year of the travel being deadly. I mean, you guys, let's call it spade a spade. Every year, it's just about the travel and the hoopla of the holiday season. But this year's the year that we're like, hey, remember when we asked everybody not to travel? Everybody traveled.
Yeah. Right. It's such a mixed message. This morning on the news, they do first of all, everyone says don't travel. Then they say that, 3 in 10 people are going to travel. And then here's some footage of the Lady Terps getting on an airplane at BWI. Good luck, ladies. And it's like, what the hell are you doing?
Going to an event.
Exactly. They're shoulder to shoulder, ready to go and play the super spreader.
Are people masked up in the airport?
There were some masks. Yeah, I saw some masks.
It's not fair to bring up the women's basketball team. It's not because these athletic teams have been traveling since before these travel regulations.
Not putting it down the team, putting down the fact that they're celebrating travel.
Is it because they're women?
Is it not?
No, it's because it's sports. and I don't believe that. You know that. You've been very, very sensitive when I've been making those jokes. So I will tell you, I know that you're just frustrated to see people travel.
There was such a huge portion of the news this morning that was a total mixed message.
Why sports traveling? How dare they?
Because the CDC put out a thing about women athletes. No, I'm kidding.
So for me, Mike, if And look, we're all hypocrites here for those that, that have people traveling to their homes. We've got, even, you know, for what it's worth, Mads, hi. At least she didn't fly home, right?
No.
Maddie Masiello has traveled every day during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Let's be honest about our own.
She's there has been no refusal.
She has spent more time in airports than anybody in our crew.
She's living her best life.
Am I right about that?
She's living her best life.
It's true.
She is. But less travel than 2019. So we got that going for us.
True. True. She's she's trending down.
I mean, Maddie could work from Buffalo. Travel. I think that might be a good alternative for her. And leave her...
She's very,
leave her slack-jawed boyfriend back down in D.C. You know, I mean, that would be
very
responsible. Hey, he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. Loving and strong.
He's a nice guy.
I think the most dangerous person in our crew.
John is a nice guy.
Yes.
Very nice.
If we're going to rank, like, COVID carriers,
this is your power ranking?
Yeah, power ranking of COVID carriers.
Excellent.
Okay, let's include the five
principals.
Including Maddie and Pony. I'm going to go 5-1. If you and please feel free to chime in. The least risky of our bunch is Mr. Ponyboy Matt Blue,
who prior to the pandemic had no social interaction.
He was living a COVID-19 life prior to COVID-19.
Pony, have you not missed a beat during the pandemic because of the way you live your life?
No, I think there are some gatherings that I haven't gone to, but it hasn't changed things socially as much. What pisses me off is just not being able to find the things that you'd normally be able to find in stores.
Like kimchi?
Exactly.
Lubricant?
Exactly. Lubricant,
by the way, how bad is the toilet paper shortage right now? Is that a thing yet? Is that a thing? Because I have a very
specific... We've got too much here, Mike.
I have a specific toilet paper that touches my Duke, and
I thought we agreed to refer to you as fastidious, and that's the most pleasant way to...
I am fastidious, and I want my Cottonelle extra clean with the ridges in it.
I was at Costco...
Which, by the way, Cottonelle, here's the Cottonelle supply chain. What? I mean, they were the first out. They were the last to come back.
And Walmart and Costco, where?
Let me do that right now.
I was at Costco on Sunday to lay in some
Costco
supplies.
Does not have my Cottonelle.
But
Costco has Kirkland and Scott.
Well, hold on. Wait, there was a third player that they had in large supply, which was bamboo-based toilet paper.
Yeah. What's
there was a lot of that. I said, no, thank you.
What's the wealthy toilet paper?
Oh, the wealthy just used cloth.
Held by someone else.
That's right. Wipers?
No, but I don't know pricing. I just get whatever's at CVS. So,
okay. Cottonelle Ultra Clean or Cottonelle. What's the.
Now, is this new or used?
It's fine.
Slightly used.
It's right here. Staples, Publix
just use
delivery.
The outside edges.
Let me load up, though.
Yeah. As well. Hey, you know, it's a big. Mike, it is Thanksgiving. You might need some
terrible.
Extra.
I'm doing exactly what I shouldn't be doing. Yeah. This is what I rarely...
You're literally buying toilet paper on the show. Okay, so it's Pony Boy because he was the most pandemic pre-pandemic.
And also, he has the habits in place. Remember, he's going to be home alone eating kimchi for Thanksgiving. I invited him to my house for a full turkey dinner, and he passed. He said, no,
Pony, you're going to be alone on Thanksgiving?
No, I'm not going to be alone. I'm going to be dropping some food off for my grandma.
Yeah.
So you're going to go into your grandparents' house, or are you just going to drop it off?
I'm going to drop off food and say hello in a very socially distant, COVID-friendly manner.
He's doing the Meals on Wheels. He's doing the Meals on Wheels bit.
Sure.
Are you bringing turkey to your grandma?
No, I'm actually the weirdest thing, corned beef and cabbage, because you guys were talking about it earlier in the week, and you got me a craving for that. I know it's so weird, but it's such a good
thing. It's not weird. It's not weird. It's devastating to me. It makes me very sad. You're bringing your grandmama corned beef and cabbage
on Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Well, she loves it.
Wrong with you?
Well, is she craving it as well? Is she craving it as well, Pony?
Yes, and my uncle is going to be bringing
turkey. She craves what Pony tells her to crave.
Your uncle's going to be, this is your mother's brother?
Yeah, he's going to be bringing turkey and all the
stuff. What's his first name?
Neil.
Uncle Neil.
Uncle Neil.
Neil?
That's one small step for man, one giant leap Pony, I love you.
Oh, Grandma, it's me, little Pony. Look what I brought you for Thanksgiving.
Happy day.
Who needs one of those f***ing turkeys?
Grandmama, will you tell me about the IRA again?
So Grandma is close by, and Glenda will not be part of this?
No, she's going to be down in Virginia Beach. She's probably going to eat with my brother and his kids.
Okay, so everybody's got family. You've got your grandma and your uncle. Will you be hanging out? Do you like your uncle?
I love my uncle. My uncle's great.
Uncle Neil. Good. Okay, yeah. So yeah. Will you be hanging with them a little bit, or...?
Probably not as much because they're kind of non-mask wearers.
Gotcha. Oh. Non-maskers.
Mm. Yeah, which is weird because my uncle's diabetic, so you'd think he would take this a little more seriously.
Does Uncle Neil ever turn to you and say, "Hello, Pony, this is Neil from WTOP. I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving."
Tell him we loved him on the radio.
Yeah.
God, I wish we had that kind of money.
Or the guy, the Fox. Neil Cavuto was a bit of a scratchy throat.
So what time roughly will we be on Thanksgiving dropping off the cabbage?
You know, we usually do like a late lunch for Thanksgiving.
What's late?
Late lunch. And how much will be the total time commitment you spend with Grandmama?
I'd say like 2-3 hours.
No.
2 hours.
I was guessing 2 or 3 minutes.
No, you barely spend 2 hours here. What's your... But what's late lunch?
Are you disputing whether he'll spend that amount of time?
Well, he sort of didn't. Don't you think he set the table for a shorter visit?
He's bringing cabbage.
Yeah, you got to get out of there before that manifests itself.
Will you be eating with her?
Yes, I will.
On a porch?
Well, that's okay. So it's not a dropping by. It's a, this is what we have to do with Boney. We have to pull it out.
Remember, he started by saying he was going to drop off some food.
Drop off some food? It's not dropping off some food. No. You're taking dinner over.
Right.
And you're going to enjoy Thanksgiving corned beef.
You have it.
Cabbage.
Yeah, you have it with your family. What time do you animals eat? I'm sorry, Michael.
About 2 o'clock usually.
All right.
And will Uncle Neil be there or not?
He's going to be swinging by and dropping off turkey, but I don't think he's going to stick around.
Mm. Okay. So it'll basically be you and your grandma.
Pretty much, yeah. We're
and your grandma, is she okay? Does she have all her buttons and
does
all
she
that?
She remember you?
Oh, yeah, she's fantastic. She's in great shape.
She's in the fruit cellar, right?
Mm-hmm. So it'll be, that's a family thing. I mean, it's small. It's a family. And then then you'll go back to your apartment?
Go back to my place, and then I'm probably doing dinner with my my neighbors, Mike and Heather.
Okay, well, then you have family.
Oh, wait, so you've got a full house. You know what?
You're a conjurer.
You're despicable.
Yes.
You know what? I was sitting here worried. I asked Rob to... Rob, did you have any inkling, any clue that he's got a full...
Thanksgiving. I start a clock at the beginning of the show. We are at 11 minutes right now. 11 minutes ago,
we were
operated under the understanding he was going to drop something off
and
at his
go
grandparents'
home
house.
Alone.
Right. And what I envisioned was a round table with all the anime dolls set up with plates.
Yeah.
And he would turn everywhere. And he would say, "More potatoes, princess?"
Hold it, I want to hold on to that imagery for just a second. Pony eating
table.
Like a TV dinner with all the anime going, you know,
Sugi,
this is delicious with that. So Pony,
he's double booked.
So after the corned beef and cabbage, you're going to a traditional turkey dinner with your neighbors?
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be a small group, but
just don't diminish it anymore. You're not allowed to. Okay. A small group. Will they have any other guests besides you?
No.
So there will be a traditional sexual threesome.
Exactly.
Threesome. Are these the Hansons?
Yes.
Oh, the Hansons. Well, that's your best buds.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah,
and then I'm sure there will be much imbibing going on.
Yes, probably. I would not doubt that.
I don't care what goes wrong tomorrow. You may not come to my house. I'm locking the door.
People.
You remember when he turned you down? When he like preferred to be alone?
Yes. He's not the victim here.
No.
All right?
No.
Remember that.
We're the victims.
I had the sad music all ready to go, and I had to turn it off. I mean, this is just, you know, this is great music now. Pony's little Thanksgiving starts with corned beef cabbage for Grandma, and now he's eating with his neighbors. Anyway.
That's spectacular. So you've got a full day, and I was concerned for you. I really was.
I kind of suggested Rob invite you to his home.
Yeah.
And Rob immediately yesterday on the show invited you to his home. And once again, the great pony boy withholding of information.
Yep.
Information that has to be crowbarred out of his mouth.
It's okay if you're happy, man. There.
Yeah,
it's
you're
okay.
Allowed to be happy one
you're
day
okay.
a year.
We all root for you.
Well, I would venture to say that is a Thanksgiving because if you love your uncle and your grandma and you take care of that, and then you're popping to a second location with your neighbors that you get along because you're having that small little Thanksgiving, that's a very, I will look forward to
that's
that
like,
Thanksgiving.
It's every year.
It's perfect.
Normal Thanksgiving.
Yep.
That's going to be great. Full day.
Mm-hmm.
Just in light of that,
he sounds like we caught him smoking behind the barn.
I know.
In light of that news, Maddie goes to number 5, Pony goes to number 4.
Okay.
All right. Now, Mike, you come in at number 3.
All right. Tomorrow, it is just my daughter and her boyfriend who I put this on my show, Brett. What did I write? Perfect house guests during
the
pandemic.
That's great.
Let me tell you why they're perfect, because they pay attention. And they get it. And they don't need more than they need. They are not the, I would say they are above average for their age group, where they do not wish to go out and hobnob and party.
We've had
I think it's because they just
they
care about
you.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I think they're responsible and they have stayed in the house. They have said, we went out. It was a big deal. Went to a drive-through Cuban joint to pick up some food yesterday. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, and a trip to the grocery store with Carla and Elizabeth today will be brining the turkey. Then we will all later
dry
this
brine,
afternoon
Mike, a dry
be
brine.
Dry brine, and we will be doing some bakey for dessert. And
are you going with the little desserts like we discussed?
Yeah, we're gonna try that.
Nice.
And it's really Elizabeth's call. She's kind of taking charge.
You went with
that.
50 desserts, right?
And
50
then I think they're 3 to 4 little
oh, okay.
mini pumpkin pies,
50 shades
mini
of beaties.
mini tartlets. I love tartlet.
Tartlet.
Want a tartlet? By the way, when I had the restaurant and I had restaurant consultants, it was shareables. Shareables.
Shareables.
Would you like a shareable?
Is that still a hot thing now in COVID?
And then it's going to be the three of us and Elizabeth and her boyfriend my mother-in-law in a very small, controlled little Thanksgiving. That's what it is tomorrow. And with me, to be honest with you, I got skin in the game for the Redskins in Dallas.
Nice.
Washington football team, Mike.
I love that the NFC. I love that the NFC East sucks. I love it because it's just – that's my negative energy where I pay attention to football. Who's Detroit playing tomorrow in their football game? I don't know which one. That's
the
1 o'clock game.
I had the same question the other day. No one cares about Detroit.
No one cares. Detroit, you know, it just would be so nice to have them have a team. But even Oscar, even if they had a team, I wouldn't care.
I mean,
it's going to take
got
a Super
the
Bowl.
Ravens and the Steelers
yes.
at night. I mean, come on.
Oh, see, okay, I forgot now. We don't just have
three
the
games.
1 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
Three
we
games.
Have to have the third game because the NFL represents what America is, which is we need more.
Mm-hmm.
We're greedy, 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 greedy. I think the night game on Thanksgiving is, you know, that's nappy time.
Detroit is hosting the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. At 12:30 right. p.m.
Well, Nicky Diamond will be on the show today to talk about the Thanksgiving games. But it's so that's my that's my Thanksgiving.
Fair,
I'm really looking forward
safe,
to it.
Fairly safe. And
yes.
The only ding I give you is you know your wife probably doing all the going out and coming back in, right? But that's if COVID safety. I'm going to put myself.
You mean with her business?
Yeah, that's exposed.
Yeah.
Number two, but she's got to work. She's got to put food on the table. I mean, if she doesn't, who is?
Yeah, but at least she's happy with me.
Yeah. Thanksgiving. I give myself the number two power ranking in COVID-19 TMOS world for Thanksgiving because of the sheer number of people I'm around. But there is a caveat to that. While we practice all the safety procedures in place, I do get tested every week.
You get tested every week, and what are your plans for the day? So I think it's going to your mom's house.
It's just my mom, my dad, and my wife, and Santos. That's it.
Okay, and at their casa.
At their home.
Have you seen your father since he is your?
I have.
Has your father's plane touchdown?
My father's home.
Have you seen a picture of him holding today's newspaper?
He has not left the country as of yet, and it'll be nice to catch up with him a little more after this weekend.
And you're 100% sure he's going to still be here tomorrow.
Going to be strange because we're used to seeing the majority of our family on Thanksgiving.
Right.
And that's just
right.
not going to happen.
Yeah.
This is not going to happen.
And And Rob, did you say 3 in 10 people are, or did Oscar say that 3 in 10 people are traveling for the holidays?
It's a tremendously high percentage. I don't have the exact percentage.
But I mean, 3 in 10 is better than, you know,
normal
8 in 10.
Yeah,
right?
I think so. I
mean,
yeah,
you got to take what you can take.
But you don't look at that. I don't look at that number. I look at that way exponential, like spreading events,
spreader events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, where you're like, okay, that 3 becomes what at home with a family. And I don't think people have gotten the notice of, hey, if you're putting a tent outside and you put a heater and the walls, the plastic walls, you've built another room.
Yeah. That to me, when I saw that, was it D.C. where they're doing that? Where they're building?
I saw one in McLean today. It was a zip-up tent with tables in it. So what they've done is they've built an incubator. They're not doing anything safe in the parking lot.
A grow room.
Wait, yeah. Can I ask a question? Do you think, and this is legit, and I didn't want to go here on this show. I wanted to keep as light as I can, but I have to ask this question. Is this pure stupidity or is this simply gaming the system?
No, I think this is just...
Is this gaming the system to make...
fairness.
To make, yes.
As a capitalist, Mike, you know how I feel.
But not about this COVID. You're responsible.
Yeah, no. I get that. You put health before finance. I feel like some of these little restaurants, especially in the city and the Northeast, and I'm not saying all these people are doing this. Some people are doing it right. They don't have the luxury of the continued like fraction of their business still being outdoor seating as the weather gets colder. So they're finding a way to try to survive.
But I get back to my question.
Yeah.
I don't care what their motivations are.
No,
I really
sorry.
Don't. My question is this... Are they just dumb, or are they trying to get away with as much as they can?
I think they're dumb.
I think they're dumb, and I think that they are trying to game the system.
Both.
So it's a combination of both. You answered both in the affirmative.
50-50.
That they're trying to do to get away with as much as they can get away with, which is putting customers in a warm environment. It's just so maddening that there are, you know, to be honest with you, as a Floridian, when we get a cold snap down here, what about just being outside? With a space heater, with amping up the space heaters.
Or wear a sweater.
Well, no, but a space heater above your head.
Yes.
I think that would be great. Because then
the thing is, it's like we don't really, no one seems to care until it's smack dab in their face. And there's an article, may have been in the Washington Post yesterday, talking about the end and why you don't want to get this. Because they were showing you what the end looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, there's not enough of that out there. There never has been enough of that out there. Suddenly, with this situation, I will get off my soapbox, but somewhere along the line, early on, this went from being pictures of spooge collecting tubes coming out of lungs and went into a tote board a la the muscular dystrophy telethon.
Yeah.
It stopped being real and it became statistics, and that's when if it's not on that magic box and you're not seeing it and what you're seeing is a tote board, then 8,558 cases in the state of Florida is just a number. Mm-hmm. We have never successfully put it on there. You know, what did we get? I am so sorry. I really didn't want to do this.
Your point is so valid.
I'm getting so frustrated.
It seemed to stop in March.
Let me just finish
this.
You're right, though. After 9/11, what did we see? Again and again and again, and then a movie, and then again, and then a memorial, and then the year anniversary. It was plane into the tower. Plane into the tower.
Yeah.
Plane into the tower.
Yeah.
Plane, movie about the box cutters. Movie about this. Blood. Blah, blah, blah. Constant. That was the drumbeat. That's over 3,000 people. This is 250,000 plus people in the United States.
Yeah.
And we don't see anything except... You don't see the families that are out in hospital lobbies with their heads in their hands because they can't go in and see a loved one or on the phone. It's just...
All the humanity is out of it. All of the humanity is out of it.
That's why it happened. And hey, media... You know, you talk about the president slamming you all the time for being obsessed with coverage of this president, obsessed with coverage of this president, all the warts and all, hating him or what, it doesn't matter. Where are the reality stories about exactly what? And CNN putting a memorial up is still soft. It's still soft.
It is soft.
I think every day. You know what they did in the Vietnam War? They showed war footage. You know, it was one of the primary things that turned the tide in the Vietnam War, was showing those actualities of those boys dying in the jungle and showing the wounded and showing them coming out on stretchers. Do we see anything of the kind when it comes to COVID? Do we see anything? We hear about
In Latin America, they actually, if I'm not mistaken, it's Bolivian national, well, not national television, but one of the networks, they showed a man dying of COVID-19 months ago to scare the population.
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't. When you said Latin America, that's a pretty wide little swath
Bolivia.
They did that?
Yeah.
Did your dad talk to you about that?
Yeah. Or, I said, so you guys just went all in, he said. It was not his call, but he said anything to stop people from thinking this isn't real.
Wow.
So
did he think that it had any kind of impact at all?
The same division that, and it's political, not shocking, that similar to what we have here where, you know, this is
where some people take it seriously.
They believe and they don't. It's still there. I don't know. I don't think the impact is quantifiable yet.
Has anybody that you're aware of talked about that element of this, of the failure on the part of news gathering organizations to really do it? I've seen the cameras in the hospitals, but you know what you see? We are so softened by our media too.
I can just give you what lens I and the team here at Podcast Village is exposed to. Where we early on started working with George Washington University Hospital, and that one of their first productions with us was with a COVID patient that was in their 20s. And that, like, if you want to talk about being scared straight, it scares you straight because this gentleman almost died. He was an athletic young man.
Yeah, healthy guy.
And he's one of these long haulers. That, like, he can't go jogging yet because he's dealing in a kid in his 20s that's studying for the bar. Can't go jogging now because he's still dealing with these issues that people don't know. Like, they don't know what's going on.
But I get back to what could have been. And when you do a little reflection on what could have been, you look back and you go, were we ever inundated with imagery of what this was all about? Body bags don't do it. Well, I know what Americans can handle. Americans are desensitized to graphic violence, to graphic death, more than I think any country in the free world. I really believe that. And in order to really show people, I think it should have been must-see TV all the time. Show them what this does. This does. Horrible death.
They could have done this, Mike, but the administration would have negated any of that effort.
We'll never know.
You have to go back.
Because you have a president who got COVID-19 and made a dog and pony show out of it and came out and said, hey, no worries. We'll take care of you.
But way before that, if we go back about 8 months.
He still would have done that.
Think that's out of the realm of possibility. I'm saying that public pressure, if it had been ramped up based on that. I really think about that a lot. I think about it's one thing to see a number. It's one thing to do an in memoriam.
Right.
It's one thing to show doctors in their PPE, where they're out there getting ready to go in. It's one thing to see pictures and interview done. It's been interviews. And I think that Americans only get it when they are smacked in the face. And I mentioned that because of an article I read the other day of what the end looks like. And it's horrible.
Well, I remember footage.
And we don't think about it a lot.
Footage in March. Remember, there's been so many. God, we've lived so much in the last 8 months. But I would call it the first sort of wave of coverage of this when the concern was don't touch your face and we're not going to have enough ventilators.
Remember how scared we were?
Yes, we were horrified. And there was footage of people on ventilators in beds dying. But it seemed to just go away.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, why would they get away from that? Because that's still
happening.
You get an
occasional picture of the person at the end of their life that's saying, please don't take this seriously and stuff. But it's never, I think it's
got to be regional because I feel like I see these stories all the time on our local television, our local news of people hospital still fighting for their lives or
but it's not as
losing
graphic.
Their family members.
It's not as graphic
as because that
it
comes
could be.
With the surge that hit the Northeast and then also, you know, we were expecting to come down from Boston to D.C.
I think you need to do more to get through to people.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think you need to, and because it's not.
But the Dow's at 30,000, Mike. So
okay, that's true. That's there you go.
What a weird press conference.
America, start the show, Rob. No problem at all.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting.
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments, there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now, the crowd is... The crowd is curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From W.K.R.P. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen. What a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. The third. There's no parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but... Oh, my God, they're turkeys! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible.
One's running around pushing each other. Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! People are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there.
Children are searching for their mothers, and oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd...
Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. For those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
Hey! It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Happy day before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Everybody live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air now. Heard everywhere from a Papillion.
Rhymes with Reptilian, Nebraska,
yes. Mans Harbor, North Carolina, Buckeye, Arizona, Saluda, Virginia, Smyrna, Delaware, and Lajos, Portugal.
Lajos.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. And brought to you by what I'm wearing right here, Movement. Take a look at this beautiful watch.
Ooh. Oh,
look at that. Yeah, look what Carol is showing you right now. Yeah. Let me see if it's like when I can do one of those Home Shopping Network things. Where it's like, Rob's wearing the glasses, the sunglasses.
Nice.
We all know that 2020 isn't playing by any of the usual rules, and that goes for holiday shopping, too. Between shipping delays and the mess and stress of in-store shopping experiences, there aren't many great options. But our friends over at Movement Watches have made gifting easy. Movement makes clean and modern watches, killer shades, blue light glasses, and accessories. By the way, blue light glasses, if you don't know, those are for the people on their screens, which we're doing a lot more now. Getting great quality and style doesn't have to break the bank. Their Black Friday sale is live right now.
Right now?
so you can get ahead of your holiday shopping with the biggest sale of the year, the biggest sale of all time. Of all time. Movement watches really feel like a $400 to $500 watch for a fraction of the price and are designed in-house at their Los Angeles headquarters. Check out Movement's biggest sale of the year with fast, free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/TMOS. Don't waste any more time. Remember, go to Movement.com/TMOS. And join the movement. And let me show you up close and personal my little watchy-watchy right there.
You love watches. Ooh, that's a nice one.
That.
I like
look
that.
Look at the heft of that. That's a heavy watch.
Don't you love
watch,
how solid they feel? They're just
they're
the best.
They're incredible solid watches. And you're going to love it.
I think I should be a wear sunglasses on the show guy from
Rob, those look great on you. Yeah. And you could keep those on for the whole show. Those look very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have you lost weight?
Sure.
Okay, no.
It's
he looks
angle.
Good in those. Doesn't he look great in those sunglasses?
He does look good.
Yeah, I haven't weighed. I might be down a few pounds judging on the way my jeans fit.
When's the last time you wore sunglasses?
Well, you know, I actually was without a pair for like a year.
Wow.
Because I gave a pair to that jerk Caleb. Julia's boyfriend.
Yes.
And I never got him back. So I've just been going without. So when Movement came back on, I found these. I said, these are fantastic. And folks, I've got a huge melon. Just
you do.
Really
I mean,
big.
I really, those look good on you.
But the thing that's great at Movement, they actually give you the width of the sunglasses in millimeters. So you can choose large sunglasses if you need large sunglasses.
How are the lenses?
Oh, they're beautiful. And they've got a slight fading thing. So, you know, you can do that and do that and do that and do that. It's nice. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. All right, that's quite enough. Anyway, welcome to the show, Whoa. So, pardon us for getting into that whole thing there.
I mean, it's top of mind.
It is.
It's top
but
of
it
mind.
Is,
everybody.
It is top of mind. Top I'd mind. Like to pivot right now.
Pivot!
And even though 2020 has been a difficult year, I'd like to go through and see if we can take a little poll. We don't have Matty Masiello here, but what we're thankful for. And I have been giving it a great deal of thought. And I think the number one on my hit parade right now is I am thankful for a country where we have the kind of scientific community and the brilliant people that have been working tirelessly to actually, I have no information to the contrary, that this vaccine is 95% effective and they are going to be rolling this out and this is going to make this ultimately go away. Now, there are talks about timing and about the temperature that the vaccine has to be kept at, but I find that news to be overwhelmingly positive. And I also believe that we are indebted to these brilliant people that paid more attention than most of us in school, that worked harder than most of us in their lives intellectually, gathering this data and doing this, and how brilliant it is that in a record amount of time they have come up with this.
Yeah.
That to me is number one on my hit parade for being thankful. I will also tell you that, and I'm not, I don't do this often, all right? And I don't want anybody to get happy. It's really, really important. But I am also thankful for Rob and Oscar and two guys that I work with that have made, you know, every single glitch and roll with the punches seamless and effortless. And, you know, we do a lot of snipping at each other, but overall, it makes my life better. And I like coming in here and doing this. And we've been doing it long enough now where I can tell you it's I'm grateful for it. I'm very grateful for everybody that works on the show. Yeah, because if we were to list all of the little glitches and roadblocks that we've been through, it would be, I think a lesser operation would fold the tent. And I'm very happy that we're still able to do this every day. It's a lot of fun. That's about it for
very
me. And,
sweet.
Of course, for my family and my daughter, Elizabeth, and her boyfriend, Connor, who are down here, and my lovely wife, Carla, and my wonderful son with his tooth missing, the family is wonderful, too. So I'm, all in all, outside of getting depressed and being negative about how stupid some people in this country are, I'm pretty thankful. I really am. That's my Thanksgiving
very
message
sweet.
To you. Who wants to go next? Anybody?
I will go next.
All right,
I will pivot from you to say that I do consider the show my family, everybody on the show, and my immediate family and my extended family. I am thankful that thus far, knock wood, we've not been touched by this virus. And I think it goes to show that if you handle yourself smart and wise and you play precautiously, or play with precaution, I should say, you can get
through
this.
Or you invent words.
Yeah, you can invent words. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for that ability.
Precautiously. But Jack Cancook was there. Precautious.
How hard is it for you to be sincere?
I'm sorry?
Just questions.
Okay, I would say that I sincerely am pissed at you right now.
You know he knows how many pounds he's lost, too. You know that, right?
No.
He knows the number.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
It depends on how my genes feel. You know the number.
I swear on my kids' lives, I have not touched a scale in months.
How many weights do you think, how many
pounds? How do you have it? How
do you think you've lost?
I would say...
This is the thankful segment right here.
Yeah, you know, I would say that I consider most of the people on this show my family. If I can do an addendum there. No idea, Oscar. Maybe eight. Let's say eight.
Eight.
All right.
Mike, how many have you lost?
It's not a contest.
Say now.
It's not a contest.
Say
now.
You got 30 down.
That's new.
More than 30?
Nope.
No.
Oh.
Less than 30.
Yes.
Or more exactly
than 20. 30. More than 20.
Yes.
Oh, they're singing now.
Thanksgiving Day.
But I'm also most thankful at this point to have my kids at home, healthy, happy, adjusted, and getting through all this nonsense. It's not fair to anybody to have to go through a pandemic, but to have it thrown at them where they are as a senior in high school and a sophomore in college, that you are majoring in graphic design, where it's a degree that is just built on immediate interaction with your professors and your cohorts. And Julia doesn't get that. It's been stolen from her. And she's dealing with it. And they're excelling. They're both have there was a article today that Fairfax County students are doing horrible in comparison to they were 1 year ago, because distance learning is allowing them to have horrible grades. Robert's grades are as high as they've ever been.
Look, the one
excelling.
Thing that I think is a consistent for parents around the country, Rob, and I hate to say it, but it's true, is virtual learning sucks.
It
and
does.
And there's just nothing. It can't be done.
But
And it can't be done effectively. I just don't. And that's why, you know, by the way, I think that it's just... At certain levels, more than others, obviously, at certain grade levels. But, you know, I know a lot of people that
I
have
see
bitched
it.
About
I see it,
it
from both sides.
Included.
I mean, you know, Carrie is virtual teaching from home, and the kids are virtually learning at home. And I'm just so proud of them to have, taken it in stride and realizing, and I've seen them, and we've talked about it. They know they haven't been singled out. The entire world is going through this, and they're dealing with it.
I should add, and I know Rob feels the same way, and Oscar does too. I'm thankful for our listeners too. I want
here,
to
here.
Say
yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the people that still, you really lifted us up between Jim Amato with his movie that he put together
so good.
About Las Vegas to the listeners that posted pictures about previous shows. That
TMOS
really,
Patron Society.
Yes.
Oh, man,
thank
the
you
Patron
so much.
Society,
the fruitcake support.
You made this year happen.
Nothing
done,
says Thanksgiving like an extra donation.
May I go?
Please.
Okay, thank
go
you.
Go ahead.
Mike, I want to thank the 12 wise men in my life, and they are actually sponsors of the Mike O'Mara Show. Cratejoy, Fitbod, Theragun, Movement.
Theragun,
G-U-N. Public Rec, My Bookie, Bright Sellers, Features. We love them. Freshly, Noom, KiwiCo, Lightstream, Cornerstone First, Harry's. Sleep Number, Stamps, all the usual suspects.
Zappos.
Everything counts. Zappos.
Wonderful.
He's a businessman first, isn't he?
Yes.
That's great. Is
not
that all
not
got?
So good of a businessman that he got
that's
the client.
Got.
Like not so much that he got the client's name right, even though it's in front of him, but still, the notion was good.
I was a Theragun fan before they even came here.
Okay, nice deflection.
They got my money.
I was showing Theragun to my family the other day. Yeah. We love all our sponsors.
We do.
And our listeners. When you put the pictures up, it just got me so pumped. And I know everybody in the audience, I know we're going to have the biggest, best live show when the next time we can do one. And I'm excited about that.
Also, thankful for Reed Galen and the Lincoln Project. They've been great allies of the show.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It was great talking to Reed and those guys.
Happy
so what do you think those guys are going to do now? We got to take a break, unfortunately. Well, what do you think those guys will be up to now? I mean, do you think they'll be getting involved with other Republicans?
I hope so,
or,
Mike.
Because,
you know... The fight against Trumpism has not stopped.
No, it has not.
Reed said he was going to try to take down our podcast. I don't know why.
We got to take a break.
Oh, Mike, thankful. I'm thankful for Nicky Diamond, and he's next.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Nicky's coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. As long as you live.
New from Apple iPhone. It's the personal assistant with personality. Meet Sirito.
Hey, what's up, Buttercup?
Hey, Sirito, what's the weather?
72 degrees and sunny out in the beer garden.
Hey, Sirito, give me directions to Bar Harbor.
I don't think the RV's gonna fit under that bridge.
Hey, Sirito, how do I fix a microwave?
Not looking too good. Put some wing sauce on it.
And now Sirito will even play your favorite podcast. Just say, hey, Sirito, play the Mike O'Mara Show.
How about I play some Ozzy?
No, play the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, it'll be okay.
Let's get stupid. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody, Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
Yes.
Mm. Is this the bonus one? Should I be reading that right now?
I moved it
is
up a little
one?
Bit.
Just, okay, we're not reading the... there he is. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Well, what are you going to do about it, asshole?
No, stop it!
How will you observe? Will you watch the parade? Well, the TMOS bonus show is a weekly parade of hilarity without the annoyance of Al Roker. He's been ill, Rob. You should back off.
How dare you?
He's still annoying.
Well, you see less than 10. Will you see less than 10 of your family members? Well, the TMOS bonus show is like a weekly family reunion of your favorite loved ones, and they don't hog the bathroom. Will you eat a delightful feast? Will the TMOS bonus show is a weekly... Not will, well. The TMOS bonus show is a weekly smorgasbord. Board.
There we go.
Will you watch football? The TMOS bonus show and hear them tackle the tough issues.
See, tackle.
Oh, funny. Yeah, sure. The bonus show, a treat for Thanksgiving or any time, good time, dinner time. Funniest way to support TMOS, go to MichaelMaraShow.com. The TMOS bonus show, now and forever, your passport to the Asport. The bonus show, buy it at MichaelMaraShow.com. This green bean casserole is making me thirsty. That's a last-minute holiday piece of coffee. I am fine with that. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I believe I see Webster's second dictionary, the new Riverside, what does that say? The new Riverside Dictionary, is that what you have in your hand, Nicholas?
Yes, always learning words, Mike. Yeah, you know, the Nicky Diamond Show coming to the More Network 2021. Wanna
nice.
Get the vocabulary, sure. Light up the words, baby!
It's, you know, it's Thanksgiving, fine, we'll go with that, yeah. Coming in 2021, we'll go with that. There you go. Oh, his eyes.
Oh,
we see his
wow.
eyes.
We see his eyes.
Are they two different colors?
IDIOT, a person, profound, like a mental, who knew? All right, learning words.
Nikki, how are you?
Oh, stressed out this Thanksgiving. Ernie, he's got his brother Arnie's coming over.
Arnie.
Ernie and Arnie.
Chaos.
Cass, now the last time we checked in with you, you were tasked with cooking the feast for the family.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Ernie and Arnie and you. Will there be any ladies coming to the Thanksgiving feast?
Arnie's wife, Arnie's sister-in-law, their kids. Yeah, Ernie does not believe in the 10 max. This guy. He is,
oh, so you got a group. Did you buy a big bird? Did you buy a big turkey?
Yeah, I bought it. Is 22 pounds? Is that big?
That's
I don't
big.
Know.
Hey, that's awesome. That's
it's
fantastic.
It's already in the oven. I don't know how long this takes.
Will you be making any sides? Have you put together any side dishes for the holiday, Nikki?
The question, Mike, is what side won't I be making?
Okay, oh.
We got it all.
That's
fantastic. The potatoes, the sweet potato, the cranberries, the green bean casserole. We got mac and cheese. We got collard greens. It's just Ernie, his appetite is back. It is back big time. I mean,
that is absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
I'm happy for
horrible.
You. Why is it horrible, Nikki?
I watch football on Thanksgiving. I don't cook, okay?
Okay. All right. I get it. I'll make it early.
He's putting on weight. He's about 175, 180 pounds overweight. He is going for it. He's really putting on the
ground. That's exciting. Well, I know you'll have a wonderful... Nikki and I asked all the guys on the show, and I know we have to get right to the picks here, but I will ask you, what are you particularly thankful for this season? This is the day, you know, the next couple of days we reflect on that. Anything in particular that you're thankful for, Nikki?
Well, I'm thankful for Jim Amato. I think really the lifeblood of the More Network. I think we can all agree. Without him, there's none of this.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Amen. That's very good. Little shout out to Jim. All right. Whatever. Let's get to the picks. Take it away. Take it away,
all
Nikki
right.
Diamond.
Thanksgiving edition. We're all going on the Thanksgiving games. We got three games, one good team. Way to go, NFL. Almost statistically impossible. You could have just thrown a dart, could have done better. But whatever. It's 2020. We'll deal with it. All right. Let's start with the Lions versus the Texans. Who gives an F? Okay. Hey. Detroit, they scored 0 points on Sunday. Well, can we watch them again right away? All right. Let's go, Texans. They're going to roll. They're on a roll. They've won one in a row. Look out. And the rivalry that nobody cares about anymore. It's
That's
Cowboys
true.
And not the Redskins. They don't. They're not good anymore. There's no animosity. It's done. It's over with. They're best friends now. But I say Washington, they're going to sweep the Cowboys this year. They're getting three. They'll win the game. Look out for Terry McLaurin. Alex
first Smith. Place.
He broke his leg in 29 places, and he's still playing. Good for you, Alex Smith. I've seen your wife. She's hot. You should retire. Whatever. Anyway. The Thursday night game. Finally, we might see a good game. Good, two good teams. Sort of. Baltimore, COVID, injuries. They're falling apart. I say the Steelers win big. They go to 11-0. Jim Amato, that's for you, buddy. Steelers win big. Your diamond pick of the week, Deshaun Watson. Texans gonna roll over Detroit. He's on a roll. Gonna have 300 yards and three touchdowns. And of course, the winning ass pick, Sunday night. We're going to the Packers and the Bears. The Bears, they don't know to start Foles or Trubisky. This is like, who's your favorite? Menendez brother. There's no good pick here, okay? I say the Packers roll. The Bears are done. It's your winning ass pick. I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for Mike O'Mara, Scrub, Spurlack, Spilak, the fruitcake machine, and Bermuda Boy. No one will stop him from leaving the country. He's Bermuda Boy. Happy Thanksgiving. More network. You're the Merle. You're the sure thing, baby. I'm out.
Man. Oh,
his best report.
Yes.
His best report of the year going away. So fantastic. And I'm thankful for Nicky Diamond. Oh, my God. I like it when you see his eyes.
We got to take a break. We are super late. We are just got to play and catch up. We'll come back with a very quick break. Maybe talk about that monolith out in the middle of the Arizona desert. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you'd like to learn more about the Mike O'Mara Show, the Library of Congress recommends these books. These Boots Were Made for Fighting, The Jabrils of Madison County, and Fascinating Cheeses of Western New York. These and many interesting books aren't found in your local library. But if you'd like to read more, shop Walmart and Target through the TMOS Shopping Center and share your favorites at the TMOS Fans Book Club and Recommendations page on Facebook. We'll be happy to help you read more about it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FitBod. Whether you're new to the gym or you've been lifting weights for years, it's hard to find the right workout program and stick to it. But with FitBod, you can get a personalized fitness program that adapts to you as you go. FitBod is a smart fitness app that takes all the guesswork out of planning your workouts. FitBod factors in all your info to craft the perfect total body workout program just for you. With each workout, the app learns your abilities and plans workouts designed to maximize your results. Personalized training can be tough on the budget, but FitBod is only $9.99 a month. Or $59.99 a year. That sounds like one trip to the gym.
That's it.
What you pay for that. Mm. Plus, you can try 1 month of workouts absolutely free. Oscar loves it. Already losing that pandemic body. Look at those guns.
Look at those guns on Oscar. And you know what about FitBod? This is not necessarily the best time of year to be going to a gym, what with the pandemic and everything. FitBod
helps you. Yeah, I yell at family members about it.
It helps you work out, design your workout at home. You can stay at home and get a gym-like experience. So good. Yeah. So good.
Thank you for the translation. Get a personalized fitness plan that helps you work out smarter at fitbod.me. I'm sorry, fitbod.me/TMOS?
Yes, is that what it is? Mm-hmm.
Fitbod.me/TMOS. Try FitBod free for 1 month when you sign up today at fitbod.me/TMOS. Sign up with your computer, then download the app. That's 1 free month when you sign up at fitbod.me/TMOS. All right. So, Oscar saw it. I think Rob saw it.
Yes.
I saw it. I'm old enough to remember the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, the original one, not 2010, where you've got this this monolith, which is this metal this black rectangle that's in the middle of the you know, the caveman days, and you hear this. Well, suddenly this happened again. Have they found anything else about this metal rectangle that's stuck in the ground, like an alien put it there? What's going on with that?
Metal monolith. This is what
it's a money metal monolith.
In the remote region of
Utah, Eric Pickle planted the monolith.
Red Rock Country.
Yes.
Now, I've never been out there, but I saw this thing, and it reminded me of a sci-fi movie. And I said, all right, is this some wackadoo, like, avant-garde artist that said, I'm going to put this here.
Good pull.
And I'm gonna do one of these artist renderings of what I think aliens would leave. But it's so 2020 to finally have some report on it, even because the people don't know when it was buried in the desert. You just don't know.
And it's so simplistic in its presentation.
It's nice and clean.
It's horrifying because it looks like it could be haunted. It could be from another nation. It could be from another planet. It could be from a million years ago or last week. It's really out of place.
And no fingerprints.
None.
Let me tell you this. Just wait. This is the age of, we are ignorant, but we are informed.
Yes.
And I just do not see this lasting. I believe someone will come forward to claim credit. I do not believe this is a, you're shaking your head because you want to believe.
It's like when I'm on Instagram and I see an Instagram model, I'm like, she's not real. But she is.
It is. Somebody did this. Somebody did this to get this. And the guys that found it with the helicopter, that would be the first place that I sent my Dick Tracy investigators.
You think they're in
to
on it?
Check out. Well, I know they're probably in on it because I. What's that? What's that shot?
What's let's all land this,
the,
then?
Let's land the helicopter.
I think it's classic behavior, and it's stuff like this has happened in the past that predicts the future. I blame Jane Lynch.
No.
That's his new thing that he's got to get the Jane Lynch.
Well, what about
Lynch
this? Let me ask you this, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Yes. Oh, mister.
What if there was a monolith in the Utah desert? There was one in Wisconsin. There was one in D.C. And it was just, they were spread across the country. Then what would you think?
I would be concerned if I heard, and I'll do the best approximation I can.
Right.
I would be concerned if I heard this sound, okay? And then when they discover the second one, I got a little higher pitch. You know, did anybody notice any primates that might have been around the monolith, maybe with bones or anything like that were like pounding on it at all? You know,
Oscar. Oh, by the way, I think
has
if
the
they
metal been analyzed yet? I think that's got to be the next story.
Yeah. We could really not find the metal on the periodic table. At least that we
I
know.
Saw oh, one guy lie. Standing on another guy's shoulders trying to look at the top of it. That looked like a real scientific inquiry.
The top
right
it
there.
Said "Made in China."
It got to the top. It's all right. Somebody goes, you see the guy stand on the other guy's shoulders out in the middle of the like the Arizona desert, and you go, it's a remote.
Oscar, your theory that you posited, where would they find a monolith in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, Mike found one during his bachelor party.
No, that's okay. That was an obelisk.
Flashback, I'll give it to you quick. Awesome. We don't have much time.
Right.
At a bachelor party, my buddy Jerky said, going to take you to show something nobody's seen. It's super, super special. It's a manhole cover that's covered with grass and dirt and sawdust and all this that's next to the Washington Monument. And he lifts up this guy that works for the park police, and he shows me another perfect Washington Monument down in a, and it was like, oh my God, nobody's seen this. And then like 50 pictures online came up of it, and I was completely embarrassed because, and that's when I became a super cynic. That's when I became a super cynic with that thing. Now, look, nobody would want, my personal belief system, I believe in the words of Bob Barker that there is extraterrestrial life out in the solar system. But I don't. You know, I don't trust people. Let me tell you a long time ago in a land far, far away about a show called The Don and Mike Show, where we used to have great, great conversations with listeners and reward them for telling horrible stories about their loved ones right. and their neighbors. And they were we were constantly getting calls from a place called Deal, Maryland, where the white trash people in Deal would make every effort to hoodwink us and lie. And that's when I began to, I had a little moniker that they gave me on the show. I was known as the crap detector.
Yes.
Because I could ferret out these people that were lying to us
Oscar,
in order to
he
win
could
a
do
cash
it in,
bribe.
He could
from
do it
Deal.
In 10 syllables. He could decode a lie.
Yeah. It's like, my sister is sleeping with their roommate that they have, and then let's call the husband right now. She what? Well, I'm real upset about that. Do I get my prize now?
I seem to remember prize money? Most of the fakes always involved a front porch somehow.
Yeah, he was on the front porch.
He was on the front porch.
He didn't even know they were in the back room getting it on.
I was on the porch.
They were getting it on. That monolith is real.
That is as real as real can be. It's scary. It's made out of a super space age alloy metal that ain't found nowhere in the United States or the world for that matter.
I got one of them on my porch.
Right. You know, the first thing I do is I try to knock it over.
Yes.
I get a running start and just put my shoulder into it, you know?
No, Mike, you wouldn't be able to run it. You'd got to rock it like a Coke machine. You got to get it going. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, let's get the...
Be honest.
Sure.
If there was one in Estero, Florida, or Leesburg, Virginia, or let's say Fairfax, Virginia, I know I would go and look at it.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go, Mike? There was a...
Only if all the men on the Florida men on bicycles were gathering around it and smoking meth. That's it. I'm sorry. We got to take a break. The monolith. Keep tabs on it.
Monolith.
You're responsible. It's your job over the holiday weekend. Keep tabs
Anything
on it. I want
possible.
A full report on Monday.
Text.
On Monday's show.
Frequent texts.
To know what's happening. Yeah, text me if a snake comes out.
Or if a second one appears.
If a second one appears. Well, there.
Well, then it wouldn't be a monolith.
There happens to be one in New Zealand.
Would be a duolith.
Wow, that's amazing. We will take a break and come back. We will have an interactive news you may not need.
Yay!
The kicker story today is interactive, and you can both play. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, friends. Jeff Goldblum here.
Monolith.
How are you? Yeah, you're great. I know you are. You're looking at me like that. Listen, I love to listen to the
There's
Mike O'Mara Show on my Alexa.
Brundle-lift.
I'm scared of it. Yeah, I'm scared. It makes me nervous. It's like it's watching me.
Turn it up.
But really, if you're not as scared as I am, well, first of all, congratulations to you. And tell Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara Show. And Bob's your uncle. Still terrified. Jeff Goldblum checking out. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Jeff. Remember, quality sleep is more important than ever as we head into winter. Not only is it a natural immunity booster, but it also helps with energy and recovery. You spend one-third of your life in bed, so shouldn't it be a Sleep Number bed? Now more than ever, a lot of people are getting out there and thinking about their new mattresses. I think everybody's got to be out there thinking about their new bed,
yes.
A Sleep Number bed.
Here.
We all need quality sleep to be at our best, and a Sleep Number bed makes it possible. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'd do without it. I really don't. So my advice, stick to a schedule, shut off your screens, treat yourself to the best bed in the world, Sleep Number. A great day starts the night before. And I've mentioned it before, but you know, I haven't done it recently. My back issues, unbelievable how much my Sleep Number bed helped that. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. It has been for a very long time. Carla loves her 65 Sleep Number setting. It's just the best. Discover the Sleep Number 360 smart bed for proven quality sleep. And now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. For a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Just make sure they know that Mike O'Mara sent you. You've done that before. Do it again, and I say thank you.
News.
Nuts. Monolith.
Boo. A giant monolith was found. No. Post-election Donald Trump may have officially jumped the shark, and I posted about this in a very graphic way yesterday. Because now he is retweeting, as I wrote on my Facebook page, Randy effing Quaid.
You remember Randy Wright, brother of Dennis? He was great in the Vacation movies with Chevy Chase and some other stuff, and then he went completely off the deep end just about a decade ago.
Yep.
He and his wife got in legal trouble, started when they refused to pay some hotel bills. They eventually fled to Canada and started making crazy videos about how the entertainment business was trying to kill him and steal his money.
I didn't know that you were able to pinpoint the starting point. That's wonderful that we have a baseline. It's because he didn't pay a hotel bill.
Pay a hotel bill.
Wow.
Some of those videos included hardcore sex.
Yes.
Like the one where he takes his wife, you know, rough, while she wears a Rupert Murdoch mask.
That was a good one.
Well, Randy is a massive Trump fan, and he's been tweeting about how we need an in-person, paper ballot-only revote and that kind of thing. And yesterday, Trump started retweeting him. Yes, that's where we are right now. Retweeting Randy Quaid. I say congratulations to
you. He picked the wrong Quaid. He should have gone with Dennis.
Dennis. Dennis is an interesting cat.
He is too, but I think, again, like Nikki said, choosing Menendez, brother.
Dave Chappelle is calling for a worldwide boycott of himself.
Yeah.
Dave posted an 18-minute video yesterday called Unforgiven, where he unloaded on Viacom CBS for licensing his old Comedy Central series, Chappelle's Show, to streaming services without paying him. The show was streaming on both HBO Max and Netflix, but now it's just on HBO because Dave has a stand-up deal with Netflix. So he asked them to remove the show, and they did.
Classy.
Smart people, Netflix.
Classy.
He said, I don't know if it's classy as much as I think it's a solid business decision. Why not?
Keep
him
happy.
You get a lot of content out of him. He said, quote, that's why I F with Netflix, because they paid me my money. They do what they say they're going to do, and they went above and beyond what you could expect from a businessman. Dave is particularly salty about HBO Max streaming Chappelle's Show, because before he hooked up with Comedy Central, he actually pitched the show to HBO, and they told him, quote, what do we need you for? So he's not happy about that. But you know what? He's got plenty.
Yeah, we all signed bad contracts. Look at my first four contracts in radio.
It's true.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's you sign them, and you're glad you got the microphone.
And you can catch all of Oscar's early work on HBO Max.
HBO Max, fantastic, and they're not paying him a dime. Earlier this year, Carol Baskin won control of Joe Exotic's Oklahoma Zoo as payment for a lawsuit she won against him years ago. Of course, Joe is currently serving time for allegedly trying to have Carol murdered. So the zoo has been under the control of another prize, Jeff Lowe. You remember him? He was in the Joe Exotic
thing,
too.
Yeah, of course.
Carol finally visited her new property last week, and it was a mess. There were piles of trash and rotting meat all over the place and some interesting graffiti. One message on the side of a building suggested that Carol received... here we go again. That favor from behind from President Trump.
Oh.
Another said, quote, if Carol killed... We're doing a show, dogs! Shut up, Frankie! If Carol killed her husband, clap your hands. Carol's people think Jeff did it, but he told TMZ, quote, you think of all people she would have know about being accused of something without evidence. There we go.
Why are we still caring about her?
I don't know. It's
you
a
know
strange
what she
thing.
Needs? She, with the stars.
She needs a, but she got off. She needs a monolith, is what she needs.
Here are four Thanksgiving foods you should not feed your pets. Well, you're all going to get fed them. You're going to be fired. Garlic and onions. That can mess with the pet's blood.
Really?
We'll give you the details.
Okay.
Figure it out. Raisins and currants can cause kidney failure in a dog. Too much sugar can cause pancreatitis. And sugar-free stuff is even worse.
Yes.
And turkey is only okay if it's unseasoned. Oh, come on. You can give him a seasoned turkey, I think, right?
Yeah, but something. Linus lives on broccoli pie.
Broccoli pie. Broccoli pie.
Broccoli pie on the front porch.
That's good pie. Speaking of Thanksgiving, it's a ton of work. Cleaning up after Thanksgiving dinner is very, very important after the big meal.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone should share those duties, right?
Mm-hmm.
That depends.
Well, according to a new survey, 8% of people say the person who cooks Thanksgiving dinner should also be the one who does the dishes.
That's bullshit.
unless you're in a Latin household, I don't think that flies.
42% say the person or people who didn't cook should do the dishes, and 39% say everyone should chip in on cleaning up. No, my philosophy, people that did the cooking should get the free pass.
I agree.
Agreed. And last thing,
but I just don't want that in my own home.
Yeah.
Do you have your rubber gloves ready, Mike, and your Dawn?
Yeah, you know what? Here we go. I will qualify this. The person that, the people that didn't do the cooking should do the cleanup.
Right.
As long as it's not me.
My father had this
rule. But I'm
making
cranberry sauce and stuffing. So
and I'm not saying it's right. But he would, in no uncertain words, when he was done, we all knew that if we didn't help pay the mortgage, we would not have to, like, if you didn't help pay the mortgage, you help clean up the plates.
You clean up. Right. Yes. It's your job. Amen.
Mike, I didn't
know
you
were doing the dishes. Who will be doing the dishes in your mom's home on
Thanksgiving? Shannon and I. With a smile on our face.
You'll wash and she'll dry?
Good. Yes.
Mike, no. You mentioned cranberry
sauce. Because we can't use the dishwasher.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned cranberry sauce. I'm curious. I'm making it from scratch this year, too. Does yours call for a zesting in orange? What is your recipe look
yeah,
like?
A little orange juice, maybe, or zesting in orange.
Yeah,
you put a little
okay.
orange in it. It's fine. The most important thing is... I think little chunks of apple to make it special.
Ooh, have you ever tried Sunny D?
Sunny D, little Sunny D in it.
Yeah. Do you know what the
maybe
D stands
Glenn
for?
Little Glenmonier in it too. You know,
that's
make
amazing.
A little kick. Yeah,
but,
you can't
Mike,
hurt anything with booze.
Mike,
that's what my family says.
Make
yes.
sure you make that cranberry sauce today, so it has time to gel in the fridge.
This evening, I will be making it and chilling it overnight.
Very
and
nice.
It'll be ready to
You're
go
all set.
For the
Fat
2 o'clock repast.
Ah.
For what it's worth, men are 43% more likely than women to say the person who cooked should also do the dishes, and women are 24% more likely to say the person who didn't cook should do the dishes. Who cares? Just do
yeah,
the dishes.
You know what?
Get her done.
Share
get
responsibility.
Her done. Get
yes.
her done. All right,
unless
now,
they pay the mortgage.
Here we go. At the end of this story,
yes.
I've written several endings to this story, and we'll go between both of you.
Please.
I'll go Rob, Oscar. And when I say Rob, Oscar, all your line is one of the residents said.
Okay.
All right. So Rob will
Ready.
Go first. I'll point at him and then I'll point at Oscar. Here's the story.
All right.
Police responded to an assisted living facility in Canada to remove a deer that crashed into the building through a glass door and ended up barricaded in the exercise room. Royal Canadian Mounted Police were summoned to the scene and said the deer lost one of its antlers when it entered the building by crashing through a glass door. The deer was barricaded in the building's exercise room, and police spent an hour and a half coaxing the deer toward an open door where it successfully made its escape.
One of the residents said,
I don't even like dogs. Now move aside. I left my teeth in the card room.
Oscar.
One of the residents said,
get off my lawn.
Rob.
One of the residents said,
piss off. I don't even know we had an exercise room.
Oscar.
One of the residents said,
how would you like an open mouth kiss?
Oh.
Rob.
One of the residents said,
I smell like fresh mulch dipped in egg salad.
Oh.
Oscar.
One of the residents said,
I got a goiter on my willy.
Oh.
Rob.
One of the residents said,
I let Glenn Miller touch my hoo-ha.
Oh, that was a female resident.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah, thank you for qualifying it that way, Oscar.
One of the residents said,
my shorts are wetter than a brook trout.
And Rob, you get the last
one. All right. One of the residents was heard to say,
I got more hair on my ears than my ball.
Thank you very much.
Glenn Miller?
Very modern.
Stupid silliness. I don't know what's going on. We'll take a break and have the last audio vault of the week because we are going home with our families for the holiday, everyone.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Oh, Rudy. Oh,
we take a moment to mourn the many legends that we lost this past year.
Blocked Island. No, it's not the home of a swanky resort. It's a place of shame and isolation from TMOS. You see, Mike, Rob, and Oscar are doing important work each and every day on the Mike O'Mara Show. Work that keeps America laughing. And then here you come with your petty complaints and criticism. Blocked Island exists to remind you that your opinions are meaningless and hurtful. So keep listening and enjoying TMOS every day. And if there is ever anything that doesn't tickle your funny bone or offends you, know your role, stay in your lane, and shut the f*** up. God bless you.
Did you ever Thank you. Know that- Love that promo.
It's wise.
Very sweet.
Enjoy your holiday, everyone. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Our Crowd. Don't you wish you were in early on some of the best performing IPOs of 2019 and 2020? I always found that to be exclusive.
Hell yeah.
And
yes.
Unavailable.
Fantastic.
Our Crowd investors have benefited from companies IPOing like Beyond Meat, mm-hmm. or being bought by companies like Intel, Nike, Microsoft, and Oracle. That's usually really exciting when that happens because it changes the fortunes of a smaller company. With Our Crowd, accredited investors have access to invest directly, easily, and most importantly, early.
Early.
This is great stuff. Today you can join Our Crowd's investment in Tevel, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, T-E-V-E-L.
Yes,
Tevel. That is an AG industry innovator that is positioned to help save billions every year by harvesting fruit that's now left to rot. Tevel's all-powered flying robots pick thin and prune orchards, helping mitigate the global shortage of fruit pickers while offering cost savings up to 30%. You can get in early on Tevel and other unique opportunities at ourcrowd.com/TMOS. Check it out. It's fascinating. If you're interested in investing, you need to join Our Crowd. The Our Crowd account is absolutely free. Just go to ourcrowd.com/TMOS and do it today. Our Crowd. Check it out. You'll love it. Let's open up the audio vault. There it is for today. This is Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. Traditionally, the heaviest travel day of the year. Take it away, Rob Spielak.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
I don't like people that say Thanksgiving, just so it's
Thanksgiving.
Out there. Thanksgiving on the porch.
Ice cream on Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow, they will have a COVID-friendly Macy's parade. And I've always considered that when Santa Claus closes that parade, the Christmas season has begun. You're allowed to play Christmas music. You can decorate, put your tree up, all that stuff. I think that sort of signals.
They're just your silly rules. They're your silly rules.
But I'm going to break my silly rule and play my pick for the Christmas song of the year.
Oh, is this you? This is from the Rob Spiewak collection.
It's a reimagining of what I would call a Christmas classic. I mean, we all love the Mariah Carey song, and even though it gets played over and over again, it's still great. What I like about this is it's technically an instrumental. We've replaced Mariah's vocal with a recorder. But not just a recorder.
For an hour and a half. You keep playing as long as you want.
Mike, one of your favorite instruments is also featured. The kazoo.
Fantastic.
If that ducked its head in a few more times during our holiday season.
That's fantastic.
Mike, turkeys lay eggs. That must be understood before I play this, okay? That's how they reproduce.
You don't really think about that much. You think of chicken laying eggs, but not
ducks.
Turkeys. You think of turkeys being thrown out of helicopters on WKRP in Cincinnati.
Bags of wet cement. But
bags of wet cement.
This is a pretty good gag that was trending on, I believe, TikTok yesterday. A father roasted a Cornish hen and put it inside his turkey to let his kids discover it as they carved it, and they assumed that they had cooked a pregnant turkey.
Oh, my God.
What? Hold that out.
This?
Yeah.
The second chicken.
Oh,
it was pregnant.
That's the saddest thing
ever. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's nasty.
Turkeys have eggs. They don't have eggs.
We can't eat it now. We cannot eat that.
This is a rock Cornish hen. We put it in there. Okay? It's a joke.
Dad.
They don't have babies.
Dad, why do you smell like scotch?
Dad waited the exact amount of time I would have waited, you know? Yeah.
And what's you so great morons. Is when they pull it out, it's obviously been separately roasted because it's beautifully golden brown. It wouldn't have cooked that way.
Kids don't know that.
You killed it and cut its head off.
All right, let's say you're in New Brunswick, Canada. Just for fun. And you're doing a COVID-19 update, okay? Mm-hmm. You're at the press conference. You're wearing a lavalier mic. You step away from the podium because you have to visit the restroom. What should you do?
You should make sure your mic's dead.
You should turn it off, yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Cunningham. Thank you, Dr. Tom Bateman. Times and transcript.
Oh, hi there. I'm worried this here.
Hang on one sec, folks.
That is not me.
That is not me.
Everybody, please mute your microphones.
Lieutenant Frank Drebin, police squad.
That's awesome.
Mike, sometimes during the holidays, it gets the best of you. And do you ever just want to scream?
Yeah.
Well, now you can. You can call 561-567-8431 and scream into the phone. And then you will be featured at justscream.baby. They will actually put your screams on the internet. Pure screams. Okay. Here's a montage they posted this morning. I might call.
Text me the number, please.
I will. I'll text you that, and Oscar will text you monolith updates.
Yes,
on the
that
AIDS.
Would be a good thing.
I'll text those on the AIDS.
On the AIDS by Neil Augustus.
I'm Pony's uncle. Hello.
Go get your insulin.
Where's the corned beef and cabbage? I'm Neil Augustus.
This is a delicious meal.
All right, let's
I'm gonna have a 48-year-old relationship with one station.
Mike fired. Anyway,
I close with this.
Great business. Yes.
I close with this. This is a dad joke that I had never heard before, but here's the twist: the kid is telling a dad joke to his dad.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, what?
I got a joke.
What's that?
What do you see when the Pillsbury Doughboy bends over?
What do you see when the Pillsbury Doughboy bends over?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Donuts.
That's your magic audio vault. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you for everything.
For me. I hope that makes the rounds this Thanksgiving.
Donuts. Yeah.
Especially if you're making them crescent rolls. There you go. Oscar, keep tabs on that monolith, please.
Absolutely. On the 8th.
Absolutely.
Very, very important to have a great holiday with your families. Thank you to the TMOS family of listeners. We appreciate everything you do. And a big thank you to Rob Spiewak, who completed the fruitcakes this past weekend.
Yes, they were shipped before you know it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll get them for the holiday and the Christmas holiday, which is fantastic. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, Maddie Masiello, and all of you wonderful listeners, Mike O'Mara saying happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you Monday, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire. Inside a train wreck.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
It's dungeon. They pack your things. They're loading your car.
Yeah.